Kind of running board Wednesday, February 26, 2009.
I don't see them, so you might have to reorder the
zoning board,
the agenda.
It was a small county in order of the town road zoning board. We have a forum. And I guess we're going to have to rearrange our agenda because there's nobody here for appeal number 821, right?
I need a minute to speak.
Should we have
a minute marked over?
Do we have?
You have to do actually minutes from July, September, and October.
Oh, I have, that's right. You had the minutes from July and September, and so on. I looked out on them. We did read them. But one of those I wasn't at. I don't remember which one it was now, it's been so long.
It's usually September, and you skip.
Oh, I'll bet you're right, that's a September one. I would have been here for the July one, but I would not have been here for the September one. So,
what was the reason why in July?
I don't think they had, people didn't have a chance to read them.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't have copies of the July ones in September.
I think the last meeting, and I know we're going back to October now, but I think Gary made some corrections on a couple of those, didn't he? I think you corrected a couple. But is do you feel comfortable if we can do the July ones and the...
July, August, and September?
It was July, September, and October.
Yeah, July, September, and October. Do you feel comfortable doing it tonight, or I'll just do the three?
You'd have to review them with September.
And I can have one or two for the September, which we can't pass in the two. I don't think I was here for September.
Well, you could consider
July.
You could do July for sure, and then maybe even October.
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes from July and October meetings from 19 and over September. So we have.
We can do it. Hope if there's a meeting next month, we'll do the September minutes next month.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. There.
All right. Well, we have to thank you for bringing that back. Okay. So, because we don't have the first one, we'll jump into appeal number 822. And this is a request of Stewart Shops Corporation, Appeal 9-4-5, Saratoga Springs, New York, for an area variance pursuant to Chapter 149, Article 10, and the Schedule of Regulations for the C1 General Commercial District. The applicant is proposing to construct a new convenience store with gasoline sales with a canopy over the gas pump at 1311 Route 9, Southland Falls, New York, and is designated as 77.1-1-61 on the town real property tax map. The edge of the gas canopy will not meet the required front setback of 80 feet for the gas canopy in C1 district. So, can I ask you to who you are?
Sure. Chris Potter from Stewart's.
And just to clarify, there is an order that has to occur with this. The area variance has to be considered first before the special use permit. If you deny the area variance, then the special use permit would have to be tabled or modified accordingly. And then the second thing is, I want to remind you that there are, in fact, three area variances that need to be considered, one for each canopy. Because even the side canopy did not meet the...
The 80 feet.
Yep.
Because it's a corner lot.
Right. It's a corner lot, you have...
You've got the 80 feet on
it. Well, no, it's not... In a corner lot, in this code, you have two front yards and two side yards. So it's subject to the side yard setback, which I think is 15 feet.
And we're 410.
So it's 5 feet of relief on that particular one, and then the other ones are very close. I have them there in my notes. It's 52 feet on the, I believe, the front canopy.
The canopy facing Route 9.
Yes. And then it's 53 feet on the second gas canopy that's kind of like running diagonally between Spire Falls Road and Route 9. And then, like I said, it's 5 feet of relief for the smaller diesel station canopy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say that looking at the drawings, one of the things I'm most impressed with is that you're alleviating a major problem with traffic flow into that intersection by bringing the traffic, redirecting it, because that's all open all the way across on 9.
Yes.
And
not a hands bar.
Oh. Yeah. So this that part of it really impressed me.
How about the fire entrance?
Yeah, the Route 9 entrance and the Fireball Center.
Away from the intersection.
The way they've gotten separated away from the intersection with that corner area filled in so people won't try to drive in, but
right.
it's going to be that's a much improved situation, I would think. So I commend you on that.
So we're looking to build a 3,975 square foot convenience store, which is slightly larger than what's currently there. The existing shop's around 3,600 square feet. It pretty much sits in a similar location. We would be proposing two gas canopies and another diesel canopy for large trucks. It would be high flow diesel. And then we would also have a dispenser under each of these canopies that would have diesel for, you know, pickup trucks and other cars and stuff. Parking on two sides of the building. Outdoor dining, patio on this side. We would have a door that would you'd be able to enter from this location as well as off to the side for these customers at that gas canopy. Some additional parking in the rear for employees. Some parallel spots out here for some vehicles with stuff in tow. A lot of additional green space over what's currently there. It was only 2% green space. We're going up to 21%. So when we provide the landscaping plan at a later date, there should be a substantial improvement of what's there today. And like you said, access, circulation through the lot, flow is going to be tremendously improved over just the sea of blacktop.
Now, is this and the one on 9, the proposed 30-foot entrance on 9, is that going to be both in and out?
Yes, that will be in and out. Correct.
That's subject to
your state DOT.
Yeah, access permit. So.
When you say high flow, is that semis?
Yes.
So is there enough room there for them to navigate in that parking lot?
Yep. They can either enter through
there.
They can enter through Route 9, certainly through, and go out here, or vice versa.
Right.
Yep.
Just as a heads up, if and when you do get the site plan review, the planning board's going to want to see that templated for that.
Yep. And you will provide truck turning movements.
Because that's actually what they do now. Right? I mean, that's almost where the diesel fuel.
It's very similar. Yes, they do have a can or not canopy, but all the
they
pumps
do have
are off
pump
size.
That
yes, I'd say that their canopy, their single canopy.
You're coming a little bit further out, aren't you, with this canopy or not?
Actually, it's a little farther away than
it's a little bit further back.
Yeah,
than the current.
So it's actually going to be not as it's close to 9.
Yeah,
talking like maybe 2 feet.
It is definitely a bigger canopy, but it is a little farther back.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we're always concerned about with all this is the lighting too on those canopies, because those large canopies being that close to the road, it would be very important that the lighting be designed so it doesn't affect the traffic on the 9 or Fireball.
Yep.
They don't have any lighting. So we
will provide a lighting plan for the planning board, sure. We do have some pole lights out front too. All our fixtures are LED, fully recessed.
In that regard, because one of the things that I really don't like is when we have new uses come in and we have a unique light fixture for each and every use. If we could, I wouldn't mind. I would ask you to explore what the health center used next door, and see if that could work for you. So we have a consistent fixture through that section. They're very similar to what you're proposing. So.
Do you know if they're LED?
Yes, they are.
But I think what we could probably do is look at their plans, or we could reach out to them. and just match their color temperature. Yeah. So the light.
That's what I mean.
The light looks the same. I think right. Fixture-wise, we would much rather use our own.
You want to use the same ones you use there?
Because we stock them in our warehouse. If there's an issue, we can send them right.
And I understand that. And I think if they can match it up color-wise.
Yes.
That's the primary concern, because I don't want to.
You don't want the bright white or the yellow.
The varying levels from one property to the next.
Yep. Seems reasonable to me. All our pole lights along the property lines, those will all be back shielded, so it's going to throw
right,
the light out towards the parking lot.
But in deference to Kevin's comment, you know, I've driven by canopies myself, ones that, you know, we've reviewed as a, not here, but when I've done this in other municipalities, and the downcast light is like a bright spot. It's almost blinding to the driver. And I just want to make sure that doesn't happen here. As a safety concern for the traffic in the nighttime hours.
Yeah, absolutely. There's the same with, I feel the same with these electronic signs. You know, the
yes, changeable copy and
yeah. Every time sometimes they put things on that are so bright that people can't see on the road. You don't really have that. All you have is the price of the fuel is lit up. The change is very
right. Yeah.
But as a note, I just want to make sure that we have a light level there that's not going to provide that kind of effect.
Yeah, we'll have a whole lighting plan. We'll show foot candles on the whole entire
okay.
site.
So you're going to demolish everything, take it all out of there, and restart, is I guess what your plan is, then?
That would be correct. You have a demo permit in now. Our plan would be to get started on that probably next month. Because in the event we weren't approved, if we were to ever sell it or do something different with it, you know, everything would have to be demolished anyway. So we would go ahead and, you know, start with that.
Now, when you do that, are fresh tanks put in?
We will be doing new underground fuel storage tanks. Actually, the above ground diesel tank just went away today.
I just saw it the other day. And like, it looks like a waste, you know, but not your problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any thoughts or questions?
Sometimes we're not comfortable with the rule of 50%.
Well, my thought about that is that it's a canopy. Yeah. And it's not like a wall that's going to restrict the view there. And the canopy that's there now is the main canopy on 9, the one that's probably that's the one that's requiring most of it, isn't it?
66.
Is actually a little bit further back than what's there. So it's about 2 feet further back than what's existing
on this front one here.
Yeah,
on
Route
9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think what's significant about that is I've heard of no complaints of that canopy when
right.
it wasn't operational.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the effect on the neighborhood and so on,
it's going to be no effect. If anything, it's going to be 2 feet further back. So it's going to be
plus you're adding that buffer there. That's going to be all green,
which will be a lot nicer.
It's going to be curved. It's going to be curved up, correct?
Yep. It'll be curving. We'll have about. I don't know how much planting we'll be able to do in there because the right way line, DOT generally doesn't like landscaping the right way. Sometimes we get away with some low stuff that it's
yeah they will like
less than 2 feet high. You know, sometimes they'll let
even
us
if it's just grass, it's going to look better than what's there now.
Yeah, at a minimum, it will be grass. Obviously, out here we'll do some.
I mean, there's actually no question about when we look at your buildings.
And again,
it's going to be a much more attractive building than what's.
I can tell you what, when you get the site plan, if there landscaping can occur in there, it's strongly encouraged.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, beyond just grass.
Yeah. We have planters up front of the building. Those have plants in it.
In the corner, I would expect that you could do some great stuff there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bigger section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be able to address that up immensely. And like I said, I think the thing that's a canopy that you're not, it's not a wall there. It's so you can see. You can see the store. It's not a structure.
How tall is that canopy?
top 17 feet.
Probably the bigger one is there now, but I mean, I would prefer to have that shot closer to the building, or closer to the road rather, to Route 9, where you can actually see it and come through. But again, it's an existing lot, it has been like that. I've been going a couple times looking at it. It's been there for years, and deer going out and seeing a plane with it, and we're actually going further away from it. So again, I think that curve overall, I mean, again, where's going to be the detriment by having that basically replacing the existing? It's not he's going further than what's been done, now it's kind of matching the existing condition. Same thing with the turnaround with diesel. I think we all agree having the truck be able to come in behind the stewards is ideal to be able to get an access and keep safety on that side of it. So, again, I don't really have a problem with side yard setback. The one on 9, I think, is the, again, you're putting them in the same spot as now, essentially. Just a little bit bigger, a little bit nicer, a little bit over.
That's going to be one of your gable style buildings, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's the, it looks a lot, except for it doesn't have a dormer. I was interested in looking at your, mm-hmm. the one that built up once well has got a dormer.
Yes, yep. That would, they wanted to blend a little bit more with the neighborhood.
The colonial look up there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't, it doesn't need dormers.
What's the square foot, not to get off topic, you said this is just over 3,900 now. What's the square footage of one of those walls?
That's empty.
Lower at 37 ish.
Was that the close?
36, 37 was a little bit. Yep. Okay. Yep. Since last year, we've revamped the interior a little bit, and we've added a little additional space to the cooler.
Yeah, what is the retail space in there? That wasn't the net retail space.
I don't know off the top of my head, but I would guess somewhere around pushing 2,000.
And you're having how many parking spaces?
Where?
38 spaces.
Yeah. Which should be fine.
Yeah, that is taking account car parking at Beth and Spencer's. This is the 38.
Yeah, curb parking is helpful on the interior because sometimes we have people there with vehicles in tow.
Yeah,
it's helpful to have that longer.
And you're always going to a place and you think, do they never think anybody's going to come here with a trailer?
Right.
those are half our customers.
Yeah, contractors and such. Yeah.
Well, do you have any more questions on this?
I drove by that. I used to live on House Fire Pub. I drove by that every day, twice a day for many, many years. Behind the store, coming in from Spire Falls to the diesel, smallest canopy. Is there enough, or is that enough there for two-way?
This here?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, there's just over 30 feet, though.
Well, that's plenty. 24 is the... Yeah. 20 is minimum, but 24 is preferred.
Yep. Yeah, that's a huge
that's lot. That's a lot of space there. Yeah, that, I don't see...
Matter many. Of fact, I think you could probably, again, park cars parallel to the curb and still have two-way traffic.
That's generally why we tend to show 30 feet around our buildings just for that reason.
Because people park there even though...
Even though you don't have a stripe.
Yeah.
People still need to
go park.
Well, sometimes that's the only space left.
Correct. So that's why we allow for a little additional blacktop so people can still get around without an issue.
Now you want to have it bigger than you need that small.
Yep.
Any more questions?
I personally don't. No.
Yeah, Evan?
No, I think you covered the kind of thing I mean. Yeah, I think we kind of covered it.
Right.
We got 3-7 we'll have to talk about that, right?
Well, we can on all three, is that this one?
Appeal application.
Yeah.
So I guess just to knock him off, I'll just kind of keep it moving. So the diesel canopy to the left, he's got 15 foot requirement, we're only able to keep 10
yeah.
feet. Yep, we're getting 5 foot, we 33% relief on that side.
Mm-hmm.
On first name, I don't know how to bed that out. Do you have any more questions on that? Am I saying more questions? Or?
No, I'm all fine with
it. All right.
And I'm fine with
the parallel to 9 is asking for 66% relief, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm. 65% relief.
Okay. they supersized as far as height, right?
They're in the front setback, yes.
I can't remember which one was which.
Yeah, the front setback is 65%. 10 feet required, 28.
I think the 65 is the front one.
And the front setback to a corner lot. I'm reading your notes.
Yes.
And that's 66%.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I know it was the one on the Spire Falls roadside was the 27-foot, because you had a funny 7. It was I thought it was 21 at first.
Wait, yes, this dimension here is 27, okay. And then we're 28 to
right.
9.
Right. Yeah. So it's 65 for the front one, 66 for the second one.
And the other thing I would just, as you go through this procedurally, Kevin, make sure you just touch on that seeker's not required because it's an area variance.
Right.
So in order to achieve those, okay, in order to attempt to achieve, so the one going parallel to Route 9 is existing, you know, it is a similar condition to existing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the one going perpendicular, that one actually really would be a new canopy, right?
Yes.
So that would be a new canopy. So that's actually hitting on both sides. You can relieve on the Route 9 side as well as the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So if I shore that up 15 feet to get rid of one side, and do 15 feet to get you compliant to the other side, you really can't hit that canopy, and therefore those three pump stations in there, right?
No.
I mean, in order to achieve relief, you literally have to get rid of half of your gas station, mm-hmm. half your gas
points.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would be the, in order to become compliant, that we got to ask on this plan. Looking at that plan, I don't know, is that even a consideration? I mean, that concern of that canopy being added, that perpendicular canopy to not.
I don't have a concern about
that. That's what I want to talk about a little bit.
I look at it as, like I said, if it was a building that was going to block views and things like that, I'd get, if it was a solid wall that we were talking about being out there, I'd have more of a concern about it. But the fact that it's a canopy, it's not really blocking views, people can see the store, they can look through it. I personally have no problem.
The only concern I had, and I had kind of looked at this thing quite a bit, was traffic, and it seems far enough away. There's enough clearance for traffic to come in and out there away from the pumps.
Mm-hmm.
So I do understand the relief issue, but I'm okay with it under the circumstances of the plan, which you guys are.
Yeah, I really think that I don't think it's going to impact. I think it's very important that we put it, if we grant this, it's very important we put in there something about the lighting to make sure the lighting does not.
Well, these minutes will go to the planning board, so. Right.
So that we would approve with the basis that the lighting be such that it would not affect any traffic, you know, wouldn't be bright on the drivers on the road.
The other thing I would recommend to the applicant, should this get approved, is that I'd apply for that access permit as soon as possible. Because, well, even just with the planning board, that you have that in and filed, you know, that'll help in your explanation of that.
I would assume we could file, you know, this week with DOT. We generally are getting responses back relatively quick with the part one of the permit, which basically just said conceptually it looks okay.
Yeah.
So
that's what I mean. If you can have that much said by the time you get the site plan review, that would be helpful.
Do we want to close the public hearing and then we can discuss it? Is there any other questions?
Any feedback from the public at all?
No, we had no correspondence.
Well, then we can close the public hearing state part of this and go to, do we have any more deliberation amongst us, or can we put up the, as you mentioned, this is an area variance, so it doesn't require a seeker. Do you want me to read down what the requirements are for this before we vote?
Yes.
One, the strict application of such dimensional requirements would result in a specific practical difficulty to the applicant. Well, I think we touched on that with the fact that he'd have to give up some of his gas pumps, things like that, which would have an impact on the business. And how substantial the request variance is in relation to the requirements. Well, it's substantial, but it's a canopy. It's not a, it's a structure, but it's a different type of structure. It doesn't block the view. It doesn't create a big wall right there that would block people.
And the other consideration, I believe, is that the canopy that is there has existed since 2006.
Right. I would agree with that, yes.
And it's actually at a closer distance.
Yes. The difficulty cannot be alleviated by some practical method feasible for the applicant to pursue. It's a corner lot with two road access, you know, two frontages on roads. I don't think that's something that you can alleviate. That there will be no substantial change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to the adjoining properties. I think we've all discussed that and agreed about that. There's a canopy there. It's never been a problem. That the variance would not be materially detrimental to the purpose of this chapter or to the property in the district in which the property is located or otherwise conflict with the description or purpose of the district or the objectives of any plan or policy of the town, and that the variance requested is the minimum variance to alleviate the specific practical difficulty found by the Zoning Board of Appeals to affect the applicant. I feel that all of those have been met. If anybody disagrees, by all means speak up. If there's no other discussion about it, I'd really like to make a motion.
I make a motion that we accept appeal number 822 regarding all three area variances and granting relief for the front setback of the 65% that's requested, the 66% that's requested for the front setback of the corner canopy, and thirdly, for the 33% relief for the side diesel canopy.
We have a second?
A second.
Please call the board.
Mr. Farrell?
Yes.
Mr. Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Mr. Manning?
Yes.
Mr. Elms?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, now we move on to the paperwork. Okay, so we'll move on to appeal number 823. This is a request of Stewart Shops Corporation to appeal by the 435 River Springs, New York, for a special use permit pursuant to Chapter 149, Article 5, and the Schedule of Regulations for the C1 General Commercial District. The applicant is proposing to construct a new convenience store with sales of fuel. The sale of fuel in the C1 district is subject to approval of a special use permit from the Zoning Board of Appeals. The property in which the fuel sales will occur is located at 1311 Route 9, Southwest Falls, New York, and is designated as 77.1-1-61 on the town real property tax map. Okay.
So just as a technical reminder, it is only the fueling that is subject to the special use permit. The convenience store is site plan review only.
Right.
So
this is just the fuel one.
Right. Yeah.
It's the only thing I would say with the fueling is it's currently there, it's currently being used. We are expanding the fueling slightly, the addition of the canopy. Off to the side, we are reducing the number of dispensers for the diesel. I think there's one additional from what we currently show on the side.
And you're putting in all new tanks.
All new tanks, yeah.
I'm sure you're meeting all the required for retainment, like the oil separators and the drains and all that stuff, and what you have to do for over, you know, somebody spills it.
Yes.
It'll probably be much better than what's there now, I'm sure.
No.
There wasn't anything there. I don't know. So it's actually going to be a big improvement for safety, for the fact of oil spills and such, which is very important to the community. And so it'll be a better situation.
Just a couple heads up again in anticipation of site plan review. I didn't see any sewer or septic.
Yeah, I was wondering where that was in here too.
We haven't done any septic design yet.
Sewer is coming there.
Yeah, we would obviously run everything, you know, out so we don't have to dig up the lot. When it does come through, obviously we need something.
In the interim.
It is not open.
So it'll be a case just like the health center next door. They opted for the same thing. They did interim septic and hooking onto the sewer when it does come.
Correct.
Okay.
And you'll have enough room to do that. I was looking at this wondering, is he going to have enough room to put a septic in?
Yeah, we should have just enough room to squeeze that in and also deal with our stormwater that we got to take care of.
And another heads up for you, you might want to make a note of this. If you could talk to the water superintendent before you come to site plan review.
I talked with him a few weeks ago.
And he likes Mueller valves. I tell everybody that. Or Mueller valves. So
we're going to utilize the existing tap that's on Spire Falls. It's a 1-inch.
And I forget what he likes for hydrants, but there he has a hydrant that he prefers as well. So you're just saving yourself a step if you put those notes on your site plan before you come to the planning board, is my point.
I was just curious, going back to that traffic study, we are adding quite a few more dispensers there.
Is the older bay for
that? Is that a concern that, again, it's already been used for fuel now, but we're really kind of double the capacity, right? So that's a little...
Well, this canopy is a wash. There's three dispensers, so 6 fueling points currently under that one.
Yeah.
You're drafting one on the diesel.
Right. So then essentially you're adding two for this canopy, and then one takes the wash of the diesel.
So that'd be an increase.
I had a question about is there any set rotation for delivery or delivery times for the gas to refill? Is there a scheduler, or is it at night typically, or is it mid mornings, or how's that done? Or is it as needed? Or
it typically is as needed. It's usually every 3 to 4 days.
Okay.
I saw one of the guys come in and do a refuel at like the peak hour. What had to be peak hours in the morning. They're pretty,
That was my point.
Yeah, they're pretty good at doing their thing.
Obviously, when we get a fuel delivery here, it would kind of stop anything on this outside. The truck would sit in this location to drop. So that outside lane for this diesel dispenser just wouldn't be able to, use that one, but everything else would be functional.
There's really no residential houses there and here around
I was just thinking to avoid, like you said, conflicts with traffic at peak hours. But
you got tractor trailers going on there, two lots.
It's true.
So and the hours of operation are pretty standard with almost all your stores.
Typically it's around 4 a.m. and midnight.
Yeah.
Not quite sure what this location would be.
There is a 24-hour. Isn't that mobile station open 24 hours? I
believe it is.
Yeah.
The hours would be slightly more than what was currently there.
Mm-hmm. I have a quick question, just kind of new, but are all the mechanicals and things that go with the fueling, are they state mandated at certain tolerances, I would imagine? And so you guys have to kind of meet a certain standard as far as your tanks and all that stuff. So
yep.
Really no concerns there. That was the only thing I was
doing. Everything is buried now in double wall.
With an alarm on it. Yep, double wall fiberglass. There's a brine in between the wall, so if there's ever a leak, there's sensors for that. Mm-hmm. If that brine level drops or if it increases, that means you're taking out water. So there's sensors for that. There's sensors in all the sumps for all the dispensers. If there's ever a leak, we actually go over on what would be required for piping. You have to do a double wall. We initially do a double wall and then another sleeve. So essentially, it's like a triple wall.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Pipe.
Well, it's better to be safe.
Yeah, no, that's all good.
You don't want to spill.
No, I'm sure there's going to be something.
Is that subject to inspection and permit from DEC?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get a permit for the tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the piping aspect of it.
And then the DEC requires big tanks in the ground. They have to have a record of the inspections a log in on premises when they come in shows that you've checked your gauges, checked your alarms, tested them, done all the things that are required with the sign-off. I know I have a building with fuel tanks. So.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I don't want to waste anybody's time. That just says these things pop up. It's helpful to know.
And that's what I'm saying about the water room. I'm sure what's over there now doesn't have it. He has to have oil separators on all the drainage so that if anything should spill, it goes in and gets trapped in a tank, and then they stick it. See, and DEC requires that from. We have to stick them and check them, and if there's oil there, you get pumped off. And so it's well governed, and it's going to be much better than what's there right now.
Yep. There should be some contamination in the water that way.
Hopefully not.
I would imagine for the years.
Well, where the diesel pumps were, I wouldn't be surprised if you might find those. Or hopefully not when you dig it up.
I'm hoping not, because that's going to save us money.
Yeah. And I would hope that.
We know where the stakes are tomorrow, except the day for.
Do you have any other questions about
I think it's specific to fuel use on Route 94 where it is right now. I don't think I have. I think we kind of deaded it out.
Yeah. I feel comfortable with it.
The other thing I would do too is resolve on SECRE. Usually with these, because this is also site plan review, you defer SECRE to the planning board.
Right, we can give the plan.
Yep.
So we'll
I think it's going to be a type 2 action anyhow, but
yeah.
Be that as it may.
All right, we'll close the public hearing, and SECRE will refill. Allow the planning to the seeker when you go to the fourth plan.
Yep.
So, in the case of this, do we have a motion?
Yeah, I think a motion to be approved the use of the sale of fuel for applicant E23. And with the, again, pending a positive traffic review and the added dispenser.
I'll second that. Can you pull the board?
Mr. Farrell?
Yes.
Mr. Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Mr. Manning?
Yes.
Mr. Elms?
Yes. Okay. We thank you. We look forward to being able to step there and get my ice cream.
Yeah.
Every fat guy needs to be able to get ice cream.
Amen.
It'll be a shorter trip for me going up there on 32.
It's going to be a short trip for me, too.
Since I'm 10 times better than water, it'll be safer, too.
Oh, I was so happy to see that when I was with the drawings. I was like, that's going to be a big improvement over what's there.
Yes.
So we thank you.
I've looked up the road for 11 years now.
Oh, are you on
Spire Falls? Yeah, and I've tried to get us a story or something.
Well, that's wonderful. It's good that you did that.
Finally, Stewart's is the first application that I had the opportunity to review, and it was a really easy one. So thank you for that. It was a really impressive one. I mean, what do I know? But it was good.
No, I think I've had some years here. I missed some of the games.
And don't forget to beef up that lighting plan and landscaping plan for site plan.
Well, and all that. Now, would it make sense to just come in with what we have, or do you think, and just kind of get their feel, or do you think we should just go ahead and add all that?
I would add all that.
Just add it all.
Yeah, and then the other thing you have to plan on, there's usually a review session with the board. You'll get some initial feedback, and for every application on Route 9, the policy is to have a public hearing, so it'll be at least a 2-month process, at least. All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Or a 2-meeting process, I should say.
Sure.
At least.
Who's with you?
That's my daughter.
Thank you.
Yep, mom's good to go. So I'm like, well, this is a close one.
Can see what you do right every day, right?
So, do we have a representative for
yes, we do. Mr. Smith is here.
Okay. So, appeal number 8.1 now.
Good afternoon. Evening. How are you?
Good. How are you?
William Smith. Thank you, sir. Very nice. All right.
So, you want to explain this a little bit? And this is new to me, speaking to myself. These locations where you're just shuffling cars You're just bringing cameras and storing there and then taking them to the lot?
They're actually wholesale cars that... The cars that they purchased, and they're not for sale on that lot. So that lot's not going to be for people to go over and just buy cars. This is an overflow lot that they have for all their wholesale. So they park them there, and then they have their wholesalers come
and buy them out.
They take them out.
So there's no customers that ever go over there.
No, sir.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought this was like an overflow lot for their regular retail.
So this is just cars that are wholesale. I know they were always thinking the wholesale. Yeah. You see the cars going in, or the trucks going in, now they're all packed.
And the reason is, yes.
So this, everything that's on that lot will only be there for wholesalers to come in. If they buy 5 cars, then there's going to be a truck that's going to pull up, going to pick up those 5 cars, take them out.
Exactly. They have their own. Have their own truck and where they. They do everything online. They buy them, they get dropped off, and then they sell them, and they just ship them out.
Hmm.
So it's basically a storage lot overflow.
So there's never going to be a sign there.
There'll never be a sign. There'll never be lighting.
It's just parking.
Just parking. No customers going there.
The wholesale is going there, right? Taking cars in and out of that lot. They're going to be going constantly.
That's correct.
Cars in, cars in or out. Just no customers. They're not, you know, private citizen customers, but they're still customers.
No customers.
No customers. Just
the wholesale.
Just the wholesale.
Yes.
I mean, there's no customer, but cars are. When I'm talking about a customer, I'm talking about the guy that's with his wife and two kids and the litter out of the lot. And this will be a truck. They're doing it now. I mean, I've been driving by and wondering what was going on.
Yeah,
to be quite honest.
You'll have
to see the trucks come in and get loaded, and you see the trucks delivered. So, I mean,
I missed the stuff in the beginning. Whose wholesale cars are these?
This is a 7 Properties LLC, which is Carriage Traders.
Oh, Carriage.
So, Carriage is getting these wholesales off the retail lot.
Yeah, they had them over on Carriage Traders. And it was just so congested over there that, they. No, they couldn't do anything. So they approached me, and I had been trying to sell it, but because there's no sewer down that way, it's not a huge lot, but it's a little bit over an acre, it's just not deep. So I kept it when I owned Mr. Bill's. I had it for my customers and car shows.
Right.
It used to be a restaurant years ago.
Yes, we used to lose for this.
Oh,
I had a drink or two in there too.
You did?
Well, I'm dating myself, right?
Again.
So you no longer own Mr. Bill's?
I no longer
own. Okay.
I hold no.
Does the owner there have any concerns? Have they expressed any?
Well, there's nothing. He went to buy it, and he was. Worked on it for 2 years, and he paid, a rent for just overflow. But he doesn't have the amount of cars that he used to have when I owned it.
Okay.
He's not there. It's a totally different. I hate to say it.
Well, it's completely different.
It's not the same.
Sure. Okay.
It was a family hub type of place where everybody went.
So he doesn't want to buy it, and he doesn't want to rent it anymore.
No.
Just having dealt with car sales recently on Route 9 before, just to clarify, because the instance before, it was an applicant that came in 2004 and it was going to be cars and that, and then it evolved into salvage vehicles, and then it also evolved into boat sales, RV sales, is there any... So I guess I'm asking, is it strictly going to be pickup trucks and passenger cars here as the wholesale cars stored?
That's it.
And there's no problem to specifying to that limitation?
There's no problem.
Okay. Well, we have to specify this. We would have no boats, no RVs, no demolition. Because that's what we're on. Yes.
Right. No, it's not going to be... Yeah, no.
And it, that created a lot of discussion. I mean, Anne's here, she can attest to that. It created a lot of discussion among the planning board, trying to grapple with all those kind of issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that was a real problem. I don't know what you're talking about. I was still looking at the problem.
Yeah. I had asked a couple of people, and me personally, I don't love the way it looks, but I can't, in good conscience, and legally, I don't see why we, you know, any way that I can say no. Are you guys?
My part of the question, you mentioned no lights, you mentioned no, a lot of things you weren't going to do. I agree that this is kind of one of the main intersections in town that is still kind of a viable corner right there. And again, I don't agree with the looks at all, and that is one of the questions we ask as far as if it's a detriment to the surrounding areas. So we've got a small business to the south of here for the car insurance agency. We've got a small business to the north with the garage there as well, the corner in right there. And now we're making this kind of lot in the center. So what improvements do you plan on making to that lot? Or is it just going to be as is? Just busted asphalt and grass bulking through and just a storage lot basically out there?
Well, it's a sea of cars. I had sheds on there, a sea of sheds 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I have to admit for that.
When I drive by it, when I see the cars parked there, it looks like Mr. Bills is busy.
They're smart.
I don't see it like a huge, ugly, to me it's so different. A business is very busy and has a lot of cars parked in the lot. If they were taken apart, if they were, you know, being, I can say it's different, but just to have them parked there, coming in and going, to me that's so different than business.
Yeah, I agree. I just, the consensus was that it's, you know, we don't want this to expand, but at the same time, I'm a little torn because if it was me, I understand where you're coming from, and it's, you're having a hard time selling it right now, legitimately.
If Hackett wanted to come down and put a dealership on Route 9, would we really say no? And it would be nothing but cars parked there.
There would be improvements, though, if this lot's not large enough.
Maybe that's what we're going to do here. I've had a conversation with the parents. Yeah, I don't like the idea that we can't dress it up a little bit. Just
if I can speak, if you take a right where the hardware store is, there are junk cars right there to the left.
I know.
With no, and these are parked. These are new cars that are parked evenly in space evenly. They're not just thrown in the lot. In carriage traders, they're not a fly-by-night organization. They do things right. They sell nice cars. These aren't old, rusted-out cars.
They've been putting those cars were on the lot. And they were shuffling them back and forth.
I hear your point, and I respect that, but they're also, it seems to me that they're bringing in more cars now, which, you know, I can't tell them limit their business, but it's easier for them to bring in more cars and move more cars and transact more when they have that as an option. I just wish there was a way to make it just look a little bit better. I mean, it is. It's a little bit beat up. I don't love the looks of it, and it's not just me personally. That's been expressed to me by a couple of the people that I asked.
And then another concern of mine is the traffic. And that is, I believe, the second most dangerous intersection in the town, and we're adding more traffic coming in through. I don't like where those curb islands are now, because it's just kind of an open path through there. So again, in order to leave this existing condition and add the traffic, we're talking about adding, and again, the revolutions you're talking, the expansion as this continues, have you done a traffic study? Has anyone done a traffic study on how the impact this might have on trailers coming in and out of here and doing that on now on two sides of Route 9? And that been conducted?
This is going to be subject to site plan review, should you guys.
If we would approve it, all these things and the questions that are being asked would be asked by site plan.
And there was another step, is my point.
There was more traffic when I owned Mr. Bill's than there is right now.
Right.
Oh, by far. And what we're talking about is not We're not talking about 25 cars driving in and out of it. We're talking about a truck coming in with a trailer and putting 5 or 6 cars out and driving. To me, that's a little different.
I'm talking about the intersection in South and 12, though. If there's traffic to that intersection.
If
so 200 yards away.
If planning was to... If we were to approve this, it would go to planning.
That's go to site plan review next, yes.
Site plan review, and then they could talk about dressing up the front of it. And they could put, they could say that he's going to put a low, like maybe a fencing along in front of, with, you know, something to just make it so it's dressed up a little bit. I don't know. I mean, that's, the planning board could look at that.
Yep.
I think what we're really looking at is it something that we want to give them. It's a special use permit, right?
Yes.
To do.
In reading the code, unfortunately, or fortunately, as the case may be, depending on how you look at it, I just don't see any reason other than affecting the character of the neighborhood why we would deny. I mean, like I said, it's not about my personal feelings as much as what grounds legally do
what
we have?
Law, what does the town law says? What does the town law say? That's what we have to make our decision based on. And I think I agree that it may want to, that maybe the planning board would want to try to dress it up. So that would be what it would be.
I would hope that something could be done just to make it look. I mean, I was there yesterday, and it just doesn't look great. And having those cars, and I respect that you had sheds there in the past, and you know the concern is just simply that it's happening there, and who knows if somebody has some property that they can put a few cars. You know,
I get curb appeal.
That's
the you do the bills.
You do the bills.
Every year, Toplex would come in right in the front, and all the flowers were put in. Mm-hmm. The curb appeal, the cleanliness, I get all.
You clean it every morning, and I just drive by. Why not?
So I understand all that.
So I think that, you know, if we should choose to grant this, we could put into the, that we would ask the planning board to look at the the way the property looks, and there's some things you can do to dress it up. So.
We also are doing, we're going through the, we're in the new zoning, we're talking about the Route 9 corridor. We have had some other things we've allowed to occur out there, the Blue Flame was installed not that long ago, that have kind of affected the master plan for the Route 9 corridor. And we're in the middle of kind of going through that zoning right now, and special use permit, again, in that part of this Deer Point curb, you know, the spot that they were going to get for some energy to try to bring that Route 9 corridor extending right through this very area that we're here. I don't know how this business helps that plan or hurts that plan. We don't have information. We don't have a traffic plan. To me, I feel a little bit hard pressed to actually make a determination with that lack of information. I don't know that plan. It's literally going to be
I think that's fair. I agree. I think that's a fair point.
We're trying to redevelop that area, rezone that area.
How far along are we on that? And the zoning is just at the beginning. We're You'll have. I hopefully have the first several articles to you next month for, you know, the first drafts of the first several articles of the code. But it's going to be a year's process.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
And it's going to be down the road.
Yes.
With your agreement with Paris Traders, do you have any certain number of cars that you're allowing on that, or is it just overflow in general? I see you got 157 spaces.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't. I could agree to, you know, Bill Rourke just put it out as far as, you know, what could fit there. Mm-hmm. I don't think over 100 cars.
Yeah.
Well,
I think 100.
157.
Yeah, I
would never happen.
But I think, you know, I don't think there's 100 cars there now, to be honest with you. But
and it goes up and down. I mean, interrupted, but, you know, now where I live two streets away, so I'm by that twice now. Mm-hmm. But there's some mornings where you're four rows deep, and 3 days later, there's four trucks gone, and you're down to 15 cars, and you fill up 40, and so have you. So, I mean, there's
literally a lot of spare.
Their plan is to buy that. See, they have the service center on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And they have absolutely no parking
right.
for that facility. down the road, they'd like to buy this property. And if they pave it and do curb appeal, that would be great. I don't really have a problem going to Mike and mentioning maybe we should put some shrubs in the front. I don't know how long it'll last, the salt from winter, the plows and things. You know, I used to dig my flowers up every spring and redo them. So.
Well, perhaps you could look at some hardy perennials, something that would be low maintenance, and maybe some fencing or something like that. That would be.
And I think that would, but that still falls under the planning board's.
Well, I've been making some notes here about your discussion to this point, and here's what I have so far: wholesale cars only, no sign, no lighting. The vehicle type is to be cars and pickups only. No heavy trucks or RVs or boats or things of that nature. No cars for salvage. Recommend a landscape plan and a 100 car limit.
Yeah,
that's what I have so far, based on what I've been hearing.
I'm looking at this as the opposite of what Matt's saying. I think it's taken away from the bustle and the hustle of where they are now and getting it out. Granted, it's only a couple hundred yards, as you said. But where they were out back, you have the car wash next door, the bowling alley, you had that overflow there. I think getting them up over to where they are now,
kind of
out of that area, freed up.
Which is where it's the worst. If I've ever had any difficulty with cars, it's the ones going to Carriage Traders.
Correct.
Or coming out of Carriage Traders with the intersection right there.
Right.
That's the biggest detriment.
And the wholesalers that pull in there, tell me if I'm wrong, they're pulling in, they're facing south, but they're heading for the northway.
I would say that's correct, but I'm not there every day watching.
Right.
So yeah, I can't.
Normally they're pulling them out of there.
But I would think they'd be headed off down that northway.
Yeah, most of them.
Yeah, they used to load in the bowling alley parking lot.
Right.
You used to see the trucks there all the time.
Yeah.
I just think they're trying to do something beneficial for that intersection.
Well, I can think about it. Loading in that bowling alley parking lot is much more dangerous for pedestrians and people going out of that bowling alley than it is
I don't agree. That area between Richmond and all behind there.
That wasn't where they were loading. They were loading right out front.
Exactly. But they've got the car wash there, the infrastructure there. There's more than 2-3 driving lanes. The door for that is 100 feet away from where they were doing that. And that is all paid parking. And that goes back. Even that's where Carriage Traders has been set up for decades.
No.
And that's how they used to do that. Now we're pulling up right on the roadside. We're talking about putting a fence up on Route 9. We're getting a whole lot of, which we're not like planning board has the authority to ask or demand to do any of those types of things. So all that stuff is, I'm not looking at what the planning board may do to this. I'm looking at what does this do to that corner. And I don't think, again, I don't feel I have enough information to make that determination without traffic study. I don't know what that's doing. I don't, again, we have how many cars have been there for how long. We don't know what issue this is going to create. It's been doing it for operating for several months, I know, but not really that much time to determine. I don't know that, or get a little preemptive, that this is a good idea to put a 100-car lot, wholesale lot, on Route 9 on that corner right there.
I don't think it's a good idea.
And we haven't heard responses from the businesses. I think we put this out, and there's no
letters.
No correspondence.
I don't think anybody said it's a good idea, but I think one thing I don't think I've ever, as all the years I've been on the board, when we have a business, we ask for a traffic study. I don't know that this is not a business. This is not a request for a business.
This
is not a request for people to go in and out. It's a request for a truck to deliver and then pick up. That, to me, doesn't require a traffic study.
That's not a business.
It's a completely different. It's a business, but we're talking about not a retail business. There's a difference. Businesses that impact traffic a lot, like Mr. Bill,
there's a business
that has a car going
on. Transporting cars as an
excuse me, I was kind of letting you speak. So please let me. We're talking about trucks delivering maybe 4 times a day, or picking up 4 times a day, compared to a business that has cars going in and out of all that. So I'm not sure a traffic study is something that makes sense for what they're requesting to do with the project. This is my opinion.
I don't know if I have enough information. It does give me pause, though, that the consensus amongst the folks I've spoken to is negative. And, I don't like, again, the idea that you have the property and then someone else down the street says, geez, I've got some room here. And, you know, there are some properties on 9 that they could conceivably do that, I would guess.
What's the difference?
You know, I mean, well, the difference is if you do it and then someone else says, geez, I can make a few extra bucks if he's got a few more cars, you know, that's the only issue that I have with it is it's not, I don't think that we want to use car lots up and down Route 9. I mean, I don't know.
It's zone C1, it's zone, you know, I don't want to argue it. It's, there's houses behind there. It's quiet at night. If you put a restaurant in and you had lights, a bar, whatever, what would you rather have? I mean,
a restaurant with a bar and lights.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
fortunately, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I certainly understand what the difference is. I don't feel that. I don't feel that. If it was in a residential neighborhood, I'd be like you. I'd be saying, no, okay, it's a commercial piece of property. It could have a business in it that would cause a lot more traffic. Or we can put a lot of restrictions on this that says it can only have 100 vehicles parked there, that it can't have anybody shopping, there can be no signs, there can be no things like that. And we can put all that stipulation into the, if we were to grant it. It's entirely up to you guys. If you don't feel it's...
If you go one step further, do you know any, off topic, do you know any information about the restaurant across the street? That's been sold, and that was on the market for a while.
I heard.
No, that's his portfolio,
but I don't know what happened.
It's in portfolio.
You turn around and somebody invests in that, and they put that parking lot in, and they open that up for business and so on. And now we're talking...
new cars across the street.
Okay, you're talking cars across the street, you're talking to Mr. Brills and the prime spring, summer, fall. It's a state highway. I mean, it's a road that gets traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And the road is going to continuously have traffic. So, and with the sewer project and so on and so forth, it will continue to grow. I personally don't have an issue with this. But
you're right, we can do a description in that corner. Obviously, you said that Route 9 is set up for traffic, meant to have traffic. It's going to be able to, I assume, again, the load here, we can put restrictions on. We can keep that load down to a minimum. As far as the detriment to the neighborhood, that is still my concern. As you said, I agree. I don't think we want to use car lots all the way down Route 9. I don't think this is the preferred use of the Route 9 corridor. That's kind of my sticking point is on this particular one. It's subjective, I understand, but having that lot there, I do agree, some use is better than no use. I mean, it's in an empty lot. It's not more attractive than sitting there
right, with
50 cars on it. I understand that. I'd love to have, you know, business operating in this town, so the only business is kind of good business to some extent. But again, the detriment to the neighborhood just feels, again, I have heard negative comments as well as far as they're not loving it. Kind of people wonder what's going on right now. What is this? They're going to use car lot on the other Route 9. So that's where I have to follow this one. Is what does it do to the neighborhood there? I guess that's it. And that may not have kind of said that piece. So.
Well,
do we have a public comment? Or?
No.
No, we had no correspondence.
No correspondence. I guess do we want to close the public hearing? Or?
Yeah.
I guess we close the public hearing. Yeah, there's nobody here. We're lacking one board member tonight. I'm feeling like there's a chance that it could go either way. And if you want to table it until we have a full board, you're welcome to do that. If not, we can take a vote tonight.
Is there any ramification for the partial board with four person?
No, there's no ramification.
No. I would recommend you get the applicant's consent if you're going to table.
If that's something he wants to do, we can. If not, we can book a vote.
With four of us, he can be booked.
He's going to have three.
And then you want to give him a note at a time.
If it's a tie, so you can know you're aware. And then you can't bring it up, of course, again.
Well, I'll tell you what. And I'll bring a lawyer. Maybe we'll go with that way. He knows the laws better than I do. I'll bring Mike as well, and who's, you know, maybe he can better explain what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, I think what would be clear or would be helpful is to clearly convey, you know, what the remaining questions or concerns are. And so we have, you know, a punch list, if you will, so the applicant can be responsive, so we just don't come here next month and have the same discussion.
No, I agree, but I think the other thing that the representative, him having some representation might assist. The one thing we want to think about here is this is an existing business that's been paying, you know, it's a power town, been good and looks great. I've never felt that property looked terrible. It's a used car sales place, but it always looks decent. And they want to expand. So it's not like we're bringing something new into the town.
That's
we're not changing.
Lost on me at all. Yeah.
We're not changing.
The last thing that I think any of us want to do is deter a business owner from wanting to expand or wanting to do business with the town. It's just my only concern, to be very clear, is just the aesthetics of, you know, if it was me personally and I was sitting right there, I would absolutely want to do exactly what you're doing. You know, I would want to have an appropriate. I feel like I'm solving a problem for them. My issue is just strictly, I don't like the way it looks. Now, legally, I don't think that we can say no just on that alone, but.
I agree with you. I don't think you can. But
it does, you know, just on record, I've asked several people, and we're all in agreement that I get that Carrie Schrader's has been there for years. He's done a great job, he's run a nice business. But then expanding a used car lot is not necessarily, I think, consistent with the comp plan for the town.
I think it's overflow with.
I get it. You're right.
But it's
in all fairness, it's not a used car lot.
In there and it's, you know, it's no different than a dealership that needs more room, and then you'll see their trucks parked down. If he buys this property,
it's like Warren Ford. When you go out, you get out the exit of Warrensburg. Warren Ford is in a very limited space. They bought that property right there, and they've got a whole row of trucks and cars for sale there. And then you go up the roadways, and there's Warren Ford. Again, it's very very kind.
So again, I think to Jim's point, you start with the list. So some things are concerned with the course of aesthetics, as you mentioned, concerned what improvements may occur, if any, you're proposing any, just to confirm that, which you may or may not do. You mentioned shrubberies and things like that, landscaping. People talk about the fence, have no interest. I don't know if you have an interest in that. So aesthetics is one. Also, we kept talking about traffic and the number of cars, number of trucks in and out. So if you can provide that limit, what you're proposing, whether it be 100, 500, or anything makes sense for you in this property, as well as, again, we think we're perceived deliveries. We make this restriction. We keep it Monday through Friday, after 4 hours of business hours, you know. Where do you think makes sense for this property, makes sense for this wholesale that we're trying to do from this for the space? Again, Jim, you mentioned a list of things was lot size, or just quantity of cars, right?
I'm going to go through it again. So.
Yeah, and then anything else, guys, do we want to add to that list? Or?
Well, I'm going down through it.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Wholesale cars only, no retail on site, no sign, no signage, no lighting. The nature of cars would be pickup trucks and passenger cars only, no cars for salvage. Recommend a landscape plan or some sort of a landscaping improvements. A 100 car limit, mm-hmm, as to the number of cars stored. And then limits on, the latest thing I heard was limits on deliveries or a schedule for deliveries to be agreed upon.
And is there anything to do with DEC concerns as far as parking 100 cars on a lot? As far as I know, a lot of times you're worried about.
Typically not, especially if they're not cars for salvage. Because we already talked about that at the planning board on the other matter. So.
Well, even in like a handler department, I'm making sure it's all oil leaks and things.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's.
That would be a planning.
Well, no, it's generally not a concern with cars that are.
Other than salvage.
Right.
But the reason I said a fence, the only reason I was thinking about that was right now that the same situation we have with Stewart's. That is open all the way across there with some way curving something so that they didn't have access from that property to Route 9 all the way across. I was just trying to think of a way to make it so you're limiting the access to the road.
I think that makes sense, but again,
I don't know what that would be.
I don't want to put that burden on the owner. Now he's putting chain link, vinyl.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When I said fence, you couldn't put a big fence up. It was more like a fair, I don't know what you would call curving fence or something. I mean, something so that.
Well, yeah, I first of all, it would be against the fence code to put in a stock, a 6 foot stockade. That would be worse. And it wouldn't pass muster with the.
Just to try to eliminate the access.
But when I heard fence, I was thinking of a decorative picket fence or something like that.
Yeah, something
that
small.
I don't know what he thinks makes sense. Fence isn't necessary, but just. Like I said, I was there the other day, and the lot itself is kind of.
It's been beat up. You're right.
It's just a little beat up.
I don't know if they put like number 2 stone down through there over all the grass. You know, if there's no cars there, and I try to take care of the grass all summer long, but if there's some improvements, I'm sure Mike would agree upon that. I'm sure he doesn't want to walk out in the mud. Right now it's mud.
Correct.
It's not all mud, but it's this time of the year.
Correct.
And the soil's not hard.
If we could just make it look better, I would personally, and I'm sure the folks that I spoke with, and I don't even know what that.
Well, from what I'm hearing, the first set of things that we went through about the no sign, no lighting, that's universally agreed upon.
Right.
You know, so it seems to me like if a landscaping plan could be developed that would at the same time provide some aesthetic improvements while trying to channel, where the access points are and maybe an agreed upon schedule for deliveries. It sounds to me like those are the two issues that would help. And Bill, I don't think that requires expensive an attorney and things like that. It may be just some practical solutions in developing that landscaping plan. And the last thing I just heard was resurfacing. If there is mud,
that wouldn't be a bad idea with some stone.
Yeah, even if it's just gravel to improve the mud condition and all that, I think those things would help.
That would improve the lot.
Based on what I heard.
I'll talk with Mike, and I'll figure out 100 cars, because there's some green space here right next to the insurance company that is all part of this lot. It goes right up to their driveway.
Right.
And if we left that green.
It just strikes me as if you had some linear landscape strips that would, provide some separation from the highway and some aesthetic appeal, that would be helpful. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I agree with this. It would begin with the aesthetics, and then again, I think just limiting the size of it so it's not completely like this is littered in there.
Yeah.
And if you kept it a reasonable size out there and you kept the littering down, I think again, pretty up. Then it definitely helps out to the neighborhood as well. And it helps against the detriment to the neighborhood.
This is going
to
sound really corny and nitpicky, and that's not my intention, but I mean, it's kind of like taking a class picture, right? You get the tall people, like, just put the cars, like, put all the trucks in one part of the lot, maybe put the. Just make it look a little bit, just a little bit organized, just make it look better. That's
all. I'll sit down with Mike. He has a contract to buy it in 3 years. I told him I would take and lease it for 3 years to him, and he told him to buy it. There's already a contract. So I'm sure he's going to want to invest. It's going to be his anyway. So I'll sit down with Mike. I'll bring him to the next meeting and, If I were going to
you know, if I had a 10-year contract on this, and then I wouldn't have any problem investing more money into it.
Understood.
I didn't make money on this piece of property. It is what it is. It's in that weird section where, you know, once you get past Hanford, there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you said it, I look at it, it's the property itself.
There's no sewer. There's not going to be sewer up there. Because they're running it from Bluebird. So to put a building on there with a septic, with all the new laws, I don't even know.
It'd be a very small building.
It couldn't be anyone built all that in
there. It'd be a small building, that's for sure.
So, for me, I needed it when I had my business.
Right.
So when you hear those kind of explanations about the practical effects here, you can see where this is being steered towards a lower grade use, which is car storage or vehicle storage. I get that. I think if we can concentrate on speaking to limits on deliveries, maybe certain days, hours of the day, that kind of thing, if Mike can live with that, and then also a landscaping plan, particularly along the front edge, I think that'll go a long way towards, you know, addressing the concerns that have been expressed.
You probably want cars being picked up and dropped off in the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
After 5, you don't
want
to be...
And we wouldn't want that.
Because sometimes, the trucks can be loud, they might have backup beepers, just the lights shining and the...
I think that's been mostly done during the day.
If you lower the number of cars, maybe you can have them do like they did over the time lanes that go off the bed to lower them all to the front.
Right, and they're generally, in my experiences, they're generally smaller, hotshot type carriers and stuff. We're not talking about huge semis.
Right.
Most of them are like 3-car carriers.
Right. Yeah, they're those little ones. Yeah, they're like the ones.
He's dealing with wholesalers who don't have big.
They don't have trucks. But they can still, so they'd be able to swing them in the back and load them on
the road. And I think Justin's point about maybe some segmentation, with the vehicle storage. The cars go in one section, the pickup trucks go in, so it just looks organized.
In the back, you have those houses.
It'd be during the day, right?
Yeah. Well, you have pavement up front. That's the only reason.
He's been loading up.
This
not necessarily has to happen. It's just about.
As I think to Jim's point, the landscape plan meeting one of that. Shall that be the thing that most has out there? Again, it's kind of.
Well, I think some brush out front. It would make a difference. Listen, I hate getting off at Exit 17 and seeing where I sit. Right. I understand all that.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Another point too, I appreciate. I'd rather have some business than open. So right now, a grass lot right there, it's not.
And I appreciate that too. And again, it's neither here nor there. But if it was me, I sympathize. I completely am with you 100%. Let's just make it look better somehow.
And I think there are some practical, relatively cost efficient ways to do this, like the gravel. Would be a cost-efficient resurfacing. Yeah. And as a practical matter, we get rid of the mud. I can't imagine he likes having the wholesale cars parked in the mud. So
I agree with you.
So we'll table this until the next meeting?
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yeah, appreciate it.
So I would just have a resolution to that effect and vote on that then.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to table appeal 821 until March's meeting.
All in favor?
So when's the date?
Let's see. It's going to be the fourth Wednesday in March, which is that's going to be March 25th. And the submission date, Bill, for if you want to come with a landscape plan, would be March 11th.
Mike and I really come by and see
him. Yeah, I'm in tomorrow afternoon and I'm in Tuesday morning.
And that doesn't sound like enough, but
happy to help guide you through it.
All right, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I do understand.
I think this will work out.
I do too.
And you want to come out of retirement? You're going to come out of retirement?
No.
Oh, do you?
Over there.
4 years.
That's a long-standing machine shop. That's been there a long time.
We're putting in $1 million machine we just purchased.
You just got burned out from the restaurant business? It's a lot of work.
No, it was. You know what it was? It was being there from 7 in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. And I love the people. I love the community.
That's a lot of hours.
Supported the community, and the community supported us. And it was just, I never saw my family all summer long. We were in the Adirondacks in winter, not my, you know. So.
Well, I understand. You have a lot of hours.
I bought a house on Glen Lake, live right on the lake, and I love it.
Mm. Nice little lake.
Oh, so you moved right out of town?
I did. I still own another house in the village. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we, now that I'm able to be home in the summer, I'm on the lakes.
So. Oh, no, that's nice.
It is. I like it.
But we do miss you. I was very disappointed.
You know, I seldom wonder if I'm going to end up with it back. I don't know.
But they say there's a lot better than what you got down in the meeting schools. No, there's a staff.
Honestly, you say so. Is the meeting closed
meetings
now?
Meetings,
let's close the meeting.